Doyle's latest ad ups the ante from his previous claims and suggests a Mark Green budget would be devastating.
Now, Green's proposed cutting 6,700 Wisconsin teachers, police, and firefighters.
But according to one of the studies Doyle cites, that would take time, a point that's not mentioned in the ad. The Institute for Wisconsin's Future report projected what the effects of government spending limits would have been if they'd been written into the Constitution back in 1986. Using those same terms, Green would have had to be elected four times to rack up the kinds of cuts Doyle's ad claims he would. Green spokesman Mike Prentice calls Doyle's ad a lie and says Green wants to boost school funding if elected.
Mark's not proposing cutting funding to local governments or cutting funding to education. All he's consistently said throughout this campaign is that he will work to slow the rate of increases in spending in state government.
The author of the study Doyle cites says he never talked to the campaign, but Dr. Jack Norman says Doyle's ads make a fair point considering that Green has endorsed the idea of spending limits.
I think it's perfectly fair to say that someone who supports a Tabor-like restriction on spending is committed to a policy that, over the long run, is going to mean the elimination of a very large number of essential jobs.
The other part of the Doyle ad's job claim cites a Wisconsin Association of School Boards press release contending that the budget passed by Republican lawmakers last year would have cut 4,700 teachers. The GOP budget spent less on schools than Doyle did, but it still increased education spending. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.